In the Sicha, in Parshas Kedoshim, Sicha Aleph, so the Rebbe speaks about the Mishnah in the end of Maseches Sanhedrin. The Mishnah speaks about the dinim of Ira Nidachas, and amongst the various dinim, at the end it says the din of Lo Yidbak B'yotcha Me'umma Min Acherim. And after that it says, Shekol Zman Sharishoim Ba'ilam Charein Af Ba'ilam. And this the Gemara says, Man Rishoim. The Gemara says, who's the Rishoim that the Mishnah is referring to? So it says, Omar Rabbi Yosef Ganvi. Rabbi Yosef says this refers to the Ganovim. And the Rebbe brings from the Mefarshim that explain that the Chiddush of Rabbi Yosef Ganvi is that the Rishoim that the Mishnah is referring to is not the Rishoim of the Ira Nidachas, because they're not around anymore. Even though that's the mashmas of the Lashon, especially according to our Girsa Shekol's Man Sharishon Be'ilam. But it's referring to the Ganvi who were over on Lo Yidbak B'yotcha Me'umma Min Acherim, that they bring the Charein Af Be'ilam. And the Rebbe, after a number of diukim, the Rebbe explains the Vort and the Chiddush of Rabbi Yosef based on a few Yesedis. The Yesedis are, number one, the Mishnah speaking about Charein Af, as opposed to the Braisa that speaks about Charein, that Charein Af is something that's connected to Avodah Zarah. Furthermore, the Mishnah says, Kol Zman Sharishoim Ba'elam, that this Avodah Zarah, this Avera of Avodah Zarah is something that's Nimshach, that's continues. And on that, Rabbi Yosef says, how does the Avera of Avodah Zarah continue through Ganvi when the Avera of Avodah Zarah was done in a way of Ganvi? Through being over on Lo Yidbak B'yotcha Me'umma Min Acherim. So the first yesod that Charein Af that says in the Mishnah is connected specifically with the Aveira of Avodah Zarah, and that's why the Mishnah says Charein Af, as opposed to the Braisa that's speaking about all Aveira says just Charein. While there bitei Losh, while there bitei Charein Af, gefind min dafke b'shayches Avodah Zarah. The Rebbe brings this from the Rambam. Wie the Rambam sagt. He brings this, this Yesodistic Inyan in the Sicha is based on the Rambam in Meir Nevuchim. That the Rambam in Meir Nevuchim, Chelek Aleph, Perek Lamed Vav, says that Charein Af is connected with Avodah Zarah. In the Hemshech of the same Ois in the Sicha, where the Rebbe asks the question, the Rebbe says, Mela, in the Mishnah we could understand why Kol Zman Sharishoim Ba'elam, why even after the Avera was completed, there's still Charein Af, because the Avodah Zarah is connected with Charein Af, Masha'ekin de Braisa, why is the Charein Af continuous? So the Rebbe brings there that in the Mishnah it's understood, Valdor Etzach B'Shaychus Su Avodah Zarah, Und Kozman says da mitzias von Avodah Zarah cherem is eich faran charein af. Und wie se steht in Sifri, the Rebbe brings this from a Sifri, Kozman sha Avodah Zarah ba'elam charein af ba'elam. So, what's the difference between what the Rebbe is bringing from a Sifri and a Beferish Rashi, a Rashi alatera, and this Yisai, this Chiddush, that connects charein af with Avodah Zarah that the Rebbe brings dafka from the Rambam in Meir Nevuchim? So the difference, L'chayre Pashat, in the Sifri, it says, Kol Zman Sha'avei Dezare Ba'ilam Charein Af Ba'ilam. The Charein Af is connected with the Mitzias of Avei Dezare. At that point, where we still think that the Mishnah could be talking about the Rishoim, our Ba'ilam and the Avei Dezare that they served, that they made into Avei Dezare still around, so then we could say, we could understand why the Charein Af is Ba'ilam based on the Sifri, because the Mitzias of Avei Dezare leads to Charein Af. However, in the Hemshech of the Sicha, the whole Chiddush of the Sicha is even after the Avodah Zarah is not around anymore, there's still a Charein Af. The Charein Af is mitzad the chet of Avodah Zarah. And that's what the Rebbe brings from the Meir Nevuchim, that the chet of Avodah Zarah, even when there isn't anymore a mitzias of Avodah Zarah, is also connected with Charein Af. And that's why in the whole Sicha, this Yisayid of Charein Af as a mistaif, as an outcome of the Aveira of Avodah Zarah, even without any remnant of the Mitzias of the Chafetz of Avodah Zarah, that's based on the Meir Nevuchim. Just interestingly, so in this Ha'ara 30, so the Rebbe says Meir Nevuchim, or Eim Mefarshe Meir Nevuchim Sham, u'b'chol eifin muvan kan, sh'arei ha'parsha medaber asbir anidach aschet aveid zara. I'm not sure what would be the Mefarshe Meir Nevuchim, and how many Mefarshe Meir Nevuchim there are. So, possibly what this refers to is in Tzafnas Paneach Al HaTeira, on Devarim, at the end of Devarim, there's the Pirushim of the Tzafnas Paneach on Meir Nevuchim. In the Sefer, it's on page Shin Samach Aleph. There's the Ragat Shavashtalzach on this Meir Nevuchim in Perek Lamed Vav, where he says, Le'simsa Loshen Chareinav Elo Bavei Dezar Bovat. And he brings from a Mepirish on the Meir Nevuchim, Narvaini. I think it was Rav Moshe Narvaini. The Pirish Narvaini brings Rabim Shalu al Omrei Vayichar Af Hashem Bom Vayelach. And also they ask from a Pasuk in Iev Chora Api Bechol Vishnei Reyacha. So this Pirish Rav Moshe Narvaini tries to explain the difference and why those psukim are not a stira to the klal of the Rambam, why there's certain types of psukim where I could say chareinaf even not by Aveda Zara. The Ragat Shavar here argues on him, he calls it medaber dvarim betelim, and he says, it depends if the Torah says there will be a chareinaf, or the Torah just says what happened that the Eibishter had a chareinaf. Whatever is the exact machlekes, but they have a machlekes when there could be charei naf, not by Aveda Zara, despite the klal of the Rambam. So very possibly good assumption that the Rebbe is referring, when he says the Mefarshe Meir Nevuchim, he's referring to the Narvaini and the Tzafnas Paneach and the Ragat Shavar, and maybe other Mefarshim discuss the same shaila of seemingly other psukim where we have the Lashon Chareinaf not by Chet Aveda Zara, and they have others, I guess, different dais. There's a kaponim, clearly, seemingly, a machlekes between the Ragat Shavar and Rav Moshe Narvaini. What is the rule when it could be a Lashon Chareinaf even not by Chet Aveda Zara? And that would explain the conclusion of this Ha'ara, B'chalef and Muvan Kan, regardless of what shita you're going to follow about when there could be an exception to this rule, but a kapanim over here where we're talking about Chet Aveda Zara, here for sure fits the Lashon Chareinaf, and that's explaining what the Rebbe said in the Pnim, why in the Mishnah Davka, as opposed to the Braise says the Lashon Chareinaf, because we're talking about the Aveira of Aveda Zara. So we're talking about the Aveira of Aveda Zara. Aveda Zara brings Chareinaf. However, the lashon is kolzman sharishayim ba'elam, even when the avera is not around anymore, says the Rebbe in Sifei. And to explain how come there's a chareinaf from the avera of aveda zara, even when there's no mitzias, that means there's some case where the aveda of aveda zara is ongoing. It's nimshach. Even though the mitzvahs of Aveda Zara is not there, to answer that, Rabbi Yosef says Ganvi, and this is the mitzvahs, the nekuda of the beer of the Sicha, because Ganvi, the Aveira of Gneva, the Rabbi brings from the Ragat Shavar, is a pula nimshachas. And therefore, if the Aveira of Gneva, every Aveira of Gneva or Gzela is a pula nimshachas, but when the Aveira of Gneva or Gzela is connected with Aveda Zara, so that's the Hechetimsa of how the Aveda Zara, the Aveira of Aveda Zara could be Nimshach. In our case, someone who was Avran Lo Yidbak B'yad Chamuma Min Acherem, so he's doing the Aveira of Aveda Zara, that's what brings the Chareinaf. But the way that he's being over on Aveda Zara is with the specific Isra of Lo Yidbak, he's stealing from the Cherem. That's not the main Aveira, like the Rebbe brought in the Ha'aretz, it's a question even if it's possible to have Gneva by Yisuri Hana. But since we say that it could be so, if he's able to have Gneva, so the Gneva aspect of the Aveira is
a pu'ula nimshachas. So that's a pu'ula nimshachas in the aveira of aveidah zara, because what he stole by doing this geneva, he's doing aveidah zara. And therefore, the chet of aveidah zara is considered to be nimshach, and as long as the rishayim who was aver on this chet of aveidah zara is ba'elam, he drags on, he continues the charein av ba'elam. Before we get to the beer and the sikh of why geneva is a pul nimshachas, so just to point out, so there's a chiddush over here. Geneva is a pul nimshachas. La yidbak biyadcha mu'uma min acherem. L'cheira is not a pul nimshachas. But when the way he was over on la yidbak biyadcha mu'uma min acherem was through an aveira of geneva, since the Geneva was Nimshach, and the Geneva is here affiliated, it's connected with the Chet of Aveidah Zarah, so that causes that the Chet of Aveidah Zarah should be ongoing, and that calls man Sharishan Ba'elam Charein Av Ba'elam. So that's the Chiddush, that even though the Aveidah Zarah Mitzaratzma is not a Pula Nimshachas, but where he was over on Aveidah Zarah, in this case, through a Maisa Gneva, that's Nimshach, so the Aveidah Zarah is also Nimshach. It's just to point out, so what would happen if someone steals Aveidah Zarah? I go to my friend and I steal Aveidah Zarah. I'm stealing, which is a Pula Nimshachas, and it's connected to Aveidah Zarah. I don't think we're going to say in that case that makes the Chet of Aveidah Zarah be a Pula Nimshachas. Even though my stealing, my Aveira, which is a Pula Nimshachas, is connected to Aveidah Zarah. Over here, the Vart is that the Aveira itself is Aveidah Zarah. La yidbak biyadcha mu'uma min acherem is Aveidah Zarah. And this same Aveira of La yidbak biyadcha mu'uma min acherem, he was over on in a way of Gneva, that Gneva is a Pula Nimshachas, so that causes, in this case, that the Aveira of Aveidah Zarah should be a Pula Nimshachas. Now, so what's the main yisayid, second main yisayid that Gneva, the Isser Gneva is a pul nimshachas? The Rebbe brings this from the Ragatshaver. It has a chaymer miyuchad that every moment was mekertnet the Gneva gzela, that you don't return it, is there over afleis the Gneva. In other words, the simple hasbar over here is the Isser Gneva is not just the maisa hagneva, the act of taking it. Like by other Isurim, someone ate chelav. Maisa achila, he finished eating it, Aveira is over. He has to do tshuva always, but he finished doing the Aveira. By Gneva, the Aveira is that I have something that someone else is. Ichaltas up for them. So until he gets it back, I'm continuing to withhold from him what's rightfully his. I'm continuing to do the Aveira. And the Rebbe, we could say to illustrate this idea, or to bring out this idea that Gneva is a pul nimshachas, he brings that their mit is der Ragatshaver mevayer, das was der Rambam rechen di laven von leisigzel and leisignev in dem klau von lav shenitin letashlumin un nit in dem klau von lav shenitiklasi. With this, that we say Gneva is a pul nimshachas, the Ragatshaver explains why the Rambam says the reason for not getting Malkus for Gneva and Gzela is not because they are Alav and Nitik L'Ese, but because they are Alav and Nitik L'Tashlumin. By Alav and Nitik L'Ese is min Eivraf and Lav Ner B'Shas Maisa Avera. Ubemela as the Teirat Gegebrin Anaseitzu Menatik Zaynu Mesakin Zayn Dem Lav Muzmin Zogin as the Teirat as the Tikkun Ischalim Afrei of their Maisa Avera. Aber bei Gneva gzeles min Eivraf in Lav Kozman art nit batzalt. B'meila b'shaser kert is nor a Lav shenitin lo tashlum in behaiva. Basically, seemingly, the svara of the Ragatshaver is based on a chiddush that also seems to be a chiddush of the Ragatshaver. We say Lav anitik la essay ain leikin a Lav. Whenever the Torah gives an essay after the Lav to correct it, you don't get Malkus. Says the Ragatshaver, what's considered a lav anitik la'essay when the essay undoes the lav completely? When the essay is oiker, it completely removes the lav as if it was never done. But if the essay is something nice of after the lav, I could do an essay, but it's not ikir l'mafreya de lav, that's not called a lav anitikla essay. What makes me look at any lav anitikla essay as considering the essay being ikir de lav l'mafreya? Hagufa, that Torah gave, someone does an avera. Torah says something is an avera. And after avera, Torah gives the person an essay that he can do. Obviously, the essay is being, every avera you have to do tshuva. If the Torah gave an essay to correct it, must be that with that, the Torah gave an essay, it's giving you a way to be menatik and be misakin and correct and be oikir the lav, that it's as if you never did the lav, right? That's a simple reasoning, seemingly, of the Ragachavar. B'meila, says the Ragachavar, a second step. When do I have this heichacha from the fact that there's an essay after the lav? That must be this essay is being menatik the lav. When the avera was only a chad pa'ami, was a one-time avera. So what's the essay afterwards doing? All that's left to do now is to uproot the avera. But when there's avera that's a pulanim shaches, so there's two things that are needed to correct the avera. I have to correct the original avera if possible. I have to correct the continuing avera to stop it from continuing. So even though Torah gave an essay, we have no heichacha that essay is being menatik de lav l'mafreya, because maybe all that the essay is doing is stopping the continuation of the avera. So b'meila, when there's a pula nimshachas, the assay that follows the lav, we have no basis to interpret it as being menatik the lav l'mafreya. That seems to be the reasoning of the Ragachavar. And therefore, says the Ragachavar, since gneva is a pula nimshachas, so even though there's an essay, gneva and gzela, even though there's an essay of a heshavas a gzela asher gozal, we have no basis to say that it's menatik the lav l'mafreya. It's only maybe the menatik to mikano lahaba, and therefore you can't consider it a lava nitik l'essay, because lava nitik l'essay by definition has to be that the essay was in gansim menatik the lav, and therefore the Rambam says, why don't you get malchus for gneva and gzela? Because it's a lava nitin l'tashlumen. Okay, that's the pashta pshat l'cheir and the Ragachavar. So the Rebbe in Ha'ara 37 asks l'cheir a very stark question on the Ragachavar. V'tzarech yin k'zas. Eich masim biyureim ha'shekosov ha'rambam reish hilchus gzeilu v'aveda. The Ragachavar is saying that the gneiv and gzeilu z'apul nimshachas is the reason why, according to the Rambam, it's not a law in the Tiklasi. L'cheir ha'shteit b'feirish v'akert the Rambam. The Rambam says, ein leikin ha'lav z'ashare ha'kosov nitki la'asei zu mitzvah sasei. Dr. Rambam, I says, yeah, lava nitik l'essay. Vafilu soraf agzeila, ein eleike sher yuchayiv l'shalm dameh, v'chol lav shenitin l'tashlumin ein leikin alav. So the Rambam says, when is it a lava nitin l'tashlumin? When it's not be'en, when you can't give back the object itself. But kozman, it's be'en, it is a lava nitik l'essay. The Ragachavar brought what he brought, that the Rambam doesn't consider it a lava nitikla essay from Hilchas Sanhedrin. Says the Rebbe in the Shulei HaGilyon, from Hilchas Sanhedrin is no raya. V'lesha Hilchas Sanhedrin loichi lekarambam belav leisiglam havi ben elav, yishleimah shesamach ha-mashakasib Hilchas Gzei Levaveda shelifnei zeh. Once in Hilchas Gzei Levaveda, the Rambam said sometimes it's a lava nitik l'essay, sometimes it's a lava nitik l'tashlumin. So in Hilchas Sanhedrin, he doesn't have to go into the details. So he says what lava nitik l'tashlumin always, it's at least a lava nitik l'tashlumin. Because he already said the breakdown in Hilchas Gzei Levaveda, that what is it specifically depends on if it's banned or not. וזה שגם בפירוש המשנה יש מקס כוסף בחלק השני לאו שניתנו תשלום מנין ליקן עליו לסיגנה ולסיגזה ולחילק בזה הם הווי בהן לאחר הדרמם בפירוש המשנה יש also seems to imply like the Ragachavar says that it's a lavan shenitin l'tashlumin and not a lavan nitik l'essay, because he gives le'signev and le'sigzel as an example of lav shenitin l'tashlumin. and he doesn't differentiate if it's ben or not. So the Rebbe, that's not a question. He says beferish that someone is over and this lav has to pay money. So he's obviously not talking about where it's ben. Where it's ben, you don't pay tashlumei mamin. Where it's ben, you pay the thing itself. Good, so where it's not ben, that's when the Rambam says, salav anitil tashlumin. Where it's ben, the Rambam says, in Hilchus Gzeilu Vaveda, it's a lav anitikla essay. It is a lav anitikla essay. And he doesn't say anywhere otherwise. So seemingly, it's a big question on the whole Yisayid of the Ragechaver. The Ragechaver brought one Rambam in Hilchas Sanhedrin, but that Rambam says the Rebbe is basing himself on what he already said in Hilchas Gzeilu Vaveda, and there it says Beferish Fakert. So what seems to be hard to understand over here is this seems to be a huge question. Not a question. The whole Yisayid of the Ragechaver doesn't seem to be Eiskehalten. Why is it a tzarechi in ksatz, number one? This is a tzarechi in ksatz. This is like, looks like the ganze Ragechaver hipsich nishtan. And more than that, so why does the Rebbe Bechlal bring that vart of the Ragechaver? That's not negiyat l'cheira to the chiddush in the sicha. Even if we want to accept that the Ragechaver says that Gneva is a pool in him shachas. Nu ken sein Gneva is a pool in him shachas. But that the Ragechaver says it's based on that the Rambam says it's not a lavanitic lasse, that can't be because the Rambam says it is a lavanitic lasse. So why does the Rebbe bring that part of the Ragechaver into Pnim? The Rebbe should l'cheira just bring that the Ragechaver says it's a pool in him shachas. And finished. The Rebbe brings also that's the reason for it not being a lavanitic lasse, when in the Ha'ara, the Rebbe seems to show that this is like nitin le'yamer. What's the pshat in them? So, possibly, could be understood as follows. The Rebbe says, Sarachin, obviously, the Ragechaver brought the Rambam in Sanhedrin. The Ragechaver wasn't being misalim from the Rambam in Hilchos Gzeilu Vaveda. The Ragechaver knew the Rambam in Hilchos Gzeilu Vaveda says different, and still he brings his raya, and it's still a raya. That's the Mazbezan pieces a raya. That's the Tzarechi and Ktsas. I heard a story, Derech Agav, that the Ragechaver once wrote a letter to Rabbi Zevin, and he wrote a pilpul. And the pilpul was in a pasuk. The fact that the pasuk says a certain word with a vav, and the Ragechaver wrote kedarke a whole beer in the gather of the mitzvah based on the fact that Torah says it with a vav. It could have been without a vav. Tilei tilim shalach. So Rabbi Zevin wrote back a letter to the Ragechaver, and he wrote sefer katan yesh lanu v'chum ishmai, and that in state the vart on a vav. So the Ragechaver wrote him back that you're right, and he took it back. He said he made a mistake, and he forgot the way it says. But the reason why he made a mistake is because he knew the pasuk from the Rambam, and the Rambam says it with a vav. A kapanim, so good. So if it was talking about a pasuk, I mean, that's again, I should take him in the pasuk from the Rambam, and the Rambam, impossible. So what's the pshat in the Ragechaver bringing a raya from Hilchos Sanhedrin? And Kilo ignoring the Rambam in Hilchos Gzeilu Vaveda, that befrat that tells us the Pshat in Hilchos Sanhedrin, like the Rebbe says, because the Rambam same on what he said before. So could be the Pshat is Pashat. Behektim. The Rambam says that when the Gzeilu is be'en in Hilchos Gzeilu Vaveda, it's a lav and it's a glass. When the Gzeilu is not be'en, so then it's a lava nitin l'tashlumin. It's no longer a lava nitin glassi. What's the reason for this difference? Again, when it's not be'en. Why when it's not be'en, according to the Rambam, is it a lava nitin l'tashlumin and not a lava nitin glassi? So the Achreinim say, in the Das Rambam, that the Rambam holds, the Rab Chaim says, that the Rambam holds that the mitzvah of Eheshev Esagzeila Asher Gozal, the essay, is talking about only when it's be'en, to give back the chefetz itself. B'meila, when the chefetz is not be'en, There's no essay. It's not a lavanitic essay anymore. Elamai, there's a separate chiv of tashlumin that we learn from somewhere else. And therefore, the lava nitikla essay could only be when it's ba'an. Only then is there the essay, the mitzvah essay of Eishev HaSagzil. The other rishonim, numerous other rishonim, that hold that when it's not ba'an, it's still a lava nitikla essay, they obviously don't hold like this, you say. And they obviously hold that the Eishev HaSagzil, the mitzvah essay of Eishev HaSagzil, is even when it's not ba'an. But these achreinim say that's where the Rambam all argues, he holds there's no essay when it's not ba'an. Maybe the Ragat Shavar learns that no, there's no machlekis in Eishev HaSagzil. Even according to the Rambam, Eishev HaSagzil is a mitzvah essay, whether it's ba'an or not, you have a mitzvah essay of Eishev HaSagzil. Like the other Rishonim hold. The Meila, why does the Rambam say when it's not Be'en? Why isn't it a lava nitiklase anymore? That's the question. The Rambam himself says that Gneva and Gzela is a lava nitiklase when it's Be'en. So why in a general case? Why when it's not Be'en is it not a lava nitiklase? Avdem brengt the Ragat Shavar Araya, must be because Gneva and Gzela da Vera is a pool in Imshachas. And if it's a pool in Imshachas, so then even though there's an assay of Eishev HaSagzil Shegazal, you have no indication that it's Minatik the Lav L'mafreya. And b'meila, since it's a pool in Imshachas, it's a Lav Anitin L'tashlumen. So why when it's Be'en? Why when it's Be'en, is it a lava nitikla essay? When it's Be'en, it's for sure a pool in Nimshachas. Because Shekein, it's a pool in Nimshachas. Yeah, that would still be the Tzarech Yinktas still. So that could be two possibilities. One possibility is this whole vart, Teira gives a lav, and Teira gives an essay. To make it a lava nitikla essay, we have to say that the fact that Teira gave an essay, obviously Teira is using that essay to be menatik, to be ma'ikir the lav. In order to say that, we have to have a hechrech, in vaspashteta essay. Mashenkin, therefore, says the Ragat Shavar, if it's a pulanim shaches, hastunishkin hechrech, you don't have a proof from the fact that there's an essay that it's coming to be minatik the lav, because maybe it's coming to stop the continuity of the vera, the mikanal above the vera. That's all when it's not be'ein, or by other averas, where the essay isn't be'etzim reversing the lav, just as a separate essay, and therefore the reason why we say it's menatek is because of the hechrech misvara kilo, eib nishvas is the essay, and therefore eib says apul and imshachas hasta nishk the hechrech. Mashaykin by veheshev es agzela, where it's be'en, where the essay is reversing the lav bepeil, because that same object that was nigzal now went back. So there we say misvaret menatik de lav, not only because ibnish vas is the assay, because that's the definition of the assay. And since that's the definition of the assay, there we don't need the hechr. So even though it's a pulanim shachas, nevertheless, now where the assay is being miskayim through giving back the very object that you stole, zagich ya has to menatik even the lav in ganzen. Mashenkin, where the assay is something separate, it's tashlumen for the lav. So why am I going to define it as a nitikla essay, as something that's ekir alav l'mafreya? Because if nishtem vas pashteta essay, so there I'll have the svar of the ragacha, but if it's a pulanim shachas, you don't have that hechrech, and therefore it has to be alav anitin l'tashlumen. That's one possibility. Could be misvara, yeah. So the whole raya of the Ragat Shavar is taken from when it's not ben. That when it's not ben is a chiddush of the Rambam that it's lav and itin l'tashlumen, and he doesn't accept the hasbara of all the other achreinim that the lav of Eishev HaSagzil is only when it's ben. And b'meila the raya is from when it's not ben that it's a pul anim shachas. And b'emes it's a pul anim shachas even when it's ben. But when it's ben, I say misvara. It has the regular gather of a lav and itin. Another possible explanation for this if this general mahalach in the beer and the ragged shavar is correct. We just have the tzarechin ksas, like, so how do we explain the when it's be'en? we could understand it based on what the Rebbe says b'makim acher. Divritei aniyim b'makim echad, v'ashirim b'makim acher. There's another sicha in Chelek Lamed Beis and Parshas Kedeshim. And over there, the Rebbe speaks about kol ha-gezel as chaveri shave pruta, kilu neitel nafshe himenu, and the Rebbe explains this geder in gzela, why gzela is neitel nafshe, the etzem fact that I undermine his balabatishkeit, I disregard his balabatishkeit, is a inyan of netilas neshama of neitel nafshe. And in the hemshech of the sicha, so the Rebbe explains in Sivav the tnaim of takanas hashavim based on this, and why there are certain times when we don't say takanas hashavim, and one of them is when the gzela is be'en, when the actual gzela is still in existence and you don't have the takan of takanas hashavim. Says the Rebbe, Tamadavar, hashavas hagzela atzma bekeicha l'saken es ha'ovin me'ikrei. When you return the gzela itself, you're uprooting the aveira l'mafreya. Masha enkein kishe mishalim damim v'loy heishiv hagzela areyu misakin rak hefzid hamamin shal hanigzal v'loy eskuf aveira. When you pay money, you're undoing the damage, but you're not reversing the aveira itself. And the Rebbe brings in the brackets that when it's be'en, it's a lava nitikla essay. When it's not be'en, it's a lava nitikla tashlumen. And he says this part. He brings the ragged shavar. Lava nitikla essay means it's l'mafreya. So that means when you're giving back the gzela itself, you're misaking the lava l'mafreya. And with that, the Rebbe explains, therefore, when the gzela is kayemes and you're able to undo the neitel nafshe mimena, which was the aveira itself, so for sure you have to take any opportunity to do that and not put in a takanas hashavim in the way of that, except for an extreme case like he brings in the Hemshech of Dais. So in Hara 47 in that sicha, the Rebbe brings, B'tzafnas paneach sham mevar de begzela gneva eina misaknim halav l'mafreya, kivan de have davar hanimshach shegzela have pula nimshachas. Brings the ragged shavar. This is the same ragged shavar that since gzeila and gneva is a pulanim shachas, so you're not misakin l'mafreya. V'ula yeshleima shezeu rak b'negeil l'chisarin mamin shal hasheni, avolei b'negeil l'ha'inyan dekeilu neitel nishmasei mimenu shipul achad pa'amis b'maisa halakicha bal karchi shal abaylim shezeu efshe l'sakin kishemachzer gam achifetz. And the Rebbe finishes off with vadayim tzarechiyam. So the Rebbe says, seemingly the Vart says over there, in Gzela there's two inyanim. There's the hefzid mumming that I'm doing to him, and there's the neitel nafshe himenu. The pu'ula nimshaches is the loss of money. As long as he doesn't get back his possessions, the chayfetz or the money, it's a constant loss. I'm constantly withholding from him what's his. But the neitel nishmasei mimenu, That the act of gzela undermines his whole authority, that's the maisa gzela. That's something that finished with the conclusion of the maisa gzela. Says the Rebbe, therefore, comes out that there's an aspect of gzela that's a pula nimshachas, and there's an aspect of gzela, the bein adam lachave, the hezek gufei ki'ilu, the neitel nafshe mimenu, that's a pula chad pa'amit, that's a one time, that's not a pula nimshach. With that you say it, and the Rebbe is saying over there, v'kitzer, this vart, to explain why when it's be'en, you could be eker l'mafreya. And let's just take it, apply it to our sicha, perhaps, that this is the vart, that since by gzela, there's also the neitel nafshe mimenu, which is chad pa'amit, the whole vart of lava nitikla essay, we said, that you can't conclude from the essay that the lava was nistak in l'mafreya, is because if it's a pula nimshachas, then all I could see from the essay is that the essay is stopping the pula nimshachas. kannst du nicht sehen von dem, was er da essay, dass es bin Mesaken Lemafreya. Bei Gzela, there's also a Pula Chad Pamis. So the essay binagia to the Pula Chad Pamis, binagia to the one time aveir of Kilu Natal Nafshe Mimenu, is being Eikirat Lemafreya. Maybe we could say, therefore, Avada the Rogit Shaver says, by Gzela, it's a lava nitin la tashlumen. It's not a lava nitik la essay, because since it's a pulin im shachas, you can't say that it's working la mafreya. Why does the Rambam say that when it's be'en, it's a lava nitik la essay? Because when it's be'en, there's an aspect of the Geneva that's a pula chad pa'amis, the natal nafshi. V'ula yeshleimar, that's an inyan ikri. That when you have the natal nafshi, the mummanistic hezek is secondary to that. And therefore, when that's nistaken l'mafreya, then since that's the main thing compared to the mummin when that's being affected, if I'm being mistaken that l'mafreya, so then automatically we're going to say also that the aveira, every part of the aveira, that's ki'ilu ha'estaifus is nistaken l'mafreya. And therefore, that's another way we could understand the Ragachava, even according to this hasbara, that avada his raya is from when it's not ben. Why does the Rambam say it's a lava nitin l'tashlum and not a lava nitin l'esay? Because it's a pulanim shachas. I, when it's be'en, it's also a pulanim shachas. When it's be'en, there's an aspect of the Aveira that's not a pulanim shachas. And since that aspect is a inyan ikri, so therefore the whole Aveira is considered a lavanitik lasi. This is Bederach Efshir, two ways to explain the Ragat Shavar, based on one general way of explaining, that the raya of the Ragat Shavar is taker from when it's not be'en, even though Avada and Hilchas Gzeil of Aveda, when it's be'en, the Rambam says different. And two possible ways to explain why when it's be'en, it's different and it's a lavanitic class. And there could be other ways, but that's why it's a tzarechin class. Avada, it doesn't affect the general raya, and that's why the general yisoid that the Ragat Shavar explains the difference between lavanitin tashlumin and lavanitik la'essay by Gzela the Rebbe brings, because we still need it for when it's not ben. Now, the Rebbe goes on in Siv Zayin. Pisa es verstandig, der chiddish beniden didan, that since Gneva is a pulan im shachas, and he's over on loisi Gnevu, as long as he has this Gneva, and when the Leisig Nevi was with the Cherem of Iranidacha, so it comes out that when the through Ganvi is Nimshach Dirishas from Pula Sagneva, and that causes a Pula Nimshachas of Avedezara and Charein Avpaila. The whole word the Rebbe is using this for is to explain the mashmas of the Mishnah that calls man sharishoyim ba'elam, charein av ba'elam, even though the chefts of the Avedah Zarah may have already been destroyed. So in Ha'ara, 38, the next Ha'ara, the Rebbe asks a question on this. B'tzafnas paneach sham mashma. The zeva the avipulin imshaches ubinidin shagzeilo vagneva haviben. The Ragat Shavar is mashma, and the words of the Ragat Shavar beemsa dibur, he says kivan shagzeilo ben. Is mashma that the pulin imshaches is when it's ben. Now, the question is a question on the beer in the sicha. Because the Rebbe is using the vart of the Ragat Shavar to farem for the mashmos of the Mishnah that calls man sharashom ba'ilam charenav ba'ilam, even though the cherem itself, the chefs of the Avodah Zarah is not ban. According to what I explained in the previous Ha'ara, it's a question on the whole raya of the Ragat Shavar, because the whole raya has been a geit to lav shnitzit l'tashlumah when it's not ban. Regardless, so the Rebbe says, avol yesh leiman. Shazer rak lagabe hachefs hanigzal chulu de geizle bechol sha aval lagabe hagavra sha over al isr gzeilo gneva hu dover hanim shech kamim loy have be'en kol zman shalishidim. Says lagabe de chefs the object that was stolen, it's a pulanim shechas only when the object is be'en. Lagabe the person's aveira, It's a pulanim shaches always. What's the pshat in this chiluk? One possibility we would be able to say is based on what the Rebbe explains in another sicha, in chelik lamed dalet in Parshas Ekev, very yesedistic avart the Rebbe says over there. The Rebbe is speaking about the shviras haluches. And the Rebbe brings over there is a difference between gzeila and mazik, benegeya to causing damage, to stealing or being mazik someone, in a way that the nizik or the nigzal is going to end up gaining more money from it. So the Rebbe differentiates, says a very, you say this, he differentiates between mazik and gzeila. The mazik, if I'm being mazik him and he's going to be richer through the hezik, so it's not called a hezek. Because mazik means I'm causing the person a loss. The din of hezek is defined as the loss to the person. If he's not losing money, he's becoming richer because of the fact that his object is damaged, so I didn't do anything to him. It doesn't matter what happened to the object. And there's many cases in Achreinim that are nafkeminis in this. Gneva, however, says the Rebbe in that sicha, is to the chayfetz. The lashon is. The lashon, the Rebbe says, therefore, gneva, you can't do even if it's al menas l'shalom kefel, even if he's gonna earn more. That's because Gneva has baras adavar, yeah, it's an ice gimel. Says Masha'inkin iser Gneva v'gzeilu b'zeh shenoytol chayfetz mirshus chaveiro yumachnisei l'rshusei. V'ein adavar toli b'shav yasa chayfetz ela b'etzem habaylos shel chaveiro. The iser Gneva is measured by the object, taking an object that's under my friend's bailus and taking it away, that's the maisa gneva. It's not because of his loss, it's because of the chayfa, it's because of my maisa. And that's why he brings in the hara, this is gneva, even by kolsho, even something that has no shavyas. Yeah, and like the Rebbe brought earlier in this sikh, the shakl v'tari, I'm going to get to Yisurei Hana. Kopanim, so since the iser gneva is defined by the maisa with the chayfa, it's not defined by the person's loss. It's by holding, taking an object of someone else's bailus and removing it from his bailus. It's what I'm doing to the chayfetz. Therefore, you will be able to say, as soon as the chayfetz is not around anymore, there's no maisa gneva anymore. Elamai, the person, there's still a separate thing that I'm still causing him a loss. So it's kilo, I have an avera, but I don't have the maisa hagneva. That's what we would be able to say is the hasbara of this chiluk. But in the hemshech of the sicha, the Rebbe says that the maisa avera is a pulanim shechas by gneva, not just the avera of the person. So seemingly, once I did an avera, I did a maisa gneva with an object. So then until I correct it, that's still a pull in Imshachas of the Maisa Hagneva, even when the object is not around anymore. So what's the pshat then in this chiluk that there's the pull in Imshachas b'negia to the Heftza and the pull in Imshachas b'negia to the Gavra? So l'chaira, the difference is, or one possible way of understanding it, akupanim, is behektim. This Indian that Gneva is a pulanim shachas, the Rebbe brings over here from the Rebbe. What's the difference? What is the change that it's a pulanim shachas? Not the Rebbe brings over here the difference that it's a pulanim shachas is a nafkemina legabe lavanitik lasi. There's another nafkemina that the Ragged Shaver speaks about. And by the Fabrengim, the Yitzvat, when the Rebbe made this hadran, so the Rebbe said, mentioned very bekitzer that nafkamina. The Rebbe said there's a nafkamina l'inyan, the amount that you pay when it's yukra, when the price goes up and down. Referring to this other nafkamina that the Ragged Shaver said. I'm not sure why it didn't go into the Mugad de Kesicha, but the Rebbe spoke about that Nafkamina. That Nafkamina helps us understand this Yisoidus de Kesfara, the concept of Pulin Mshachas also. So just Bekitzer, there's a Gemara in Baba Kama and Daf Samachay in Miruba, Omar Rav, Karen, Kein Sheganav, Tashlume Keifo, Tashlume Arba Vachamisha, Kesha Samad Bedin. Someone steals something and the price fluctuates, the price changes, and the Gemara says it depends. There's a bunch of different cases when it doesn't apply, but whatever case it applies, and the price changes, so the keren you pay. So if you stole something, you have to pay keren, you have to pay kefal, and if you was tavach u'mocher, you have to pay also dal vehe. The keren you pay kein sheganav. And the reason why you pay keren shein shekein sheganav is akzeira sakasav, neimam ratera chayim begneva achil keren kein sheganav. It's akzeira sakasav that the pasuk makes keren kein sheganav. Kefal dal vehe is not akzeira sakasav. So it's a svara. What's the svara? Says the Rogatchover in one of the three places that the Rebbe brings down, it's also in the Mefanech Tzfunas brings down. Says the Rogatchover, the svara of Rav is because if I would say Gneva is a one-time Avera, that when I stole it, now it's finished. So even if you would say that when I don't give it back, I'm continuing to withhold it, I'm doing a new Gneva, I wouldn't have any chiyah for that new Gneva, because it's like Gneva achra ganav. What the Rogatchover says there. It's finished, you can't steal it anymore. So my chiyuv could only be based on the original Maisa Gneva. B'meila, the kefal, the dal vei, would have to be ke'in sheganav, based on the price it was when I stole it. Mashenkin, if it's a pool and imshachas, that means I stole it and I never finished stealing it. I'm continuing to steal it. And therefore, what am I going to pay for when I finish stealing it? What's the amount that I have to pay back? For the amount that I pay back is based on the value when my Maisa Gneva was completed, when it's the Kishas HaMad HaBedin, then is understood, Kefal and Alvei is Kishas HaMad HaBedin. So it comes out that this, that Gneva is a Pulunim Shechas, makes a big nafkamina la'alocha in devaluating the amounts of my tashlumin for the Gneva. Yeah. Again, that's what the Rogatchover says over there, and that's what the Rebbe said by the Sicha, but by the Fabrin. So in this could be the nafkamina in this ha'ara. When could I say that it's a pool? When could I say that the pool in Nimshachas is a reason to pay Shasa Mother Bedin? Obviously, that's only when the Chayfetz is still around. When the Chayfetz is around, so then I'm stealing a Chayfetz that's more valuable. And therefore, what's the final amount that I have to pay? What's the final measurement we use to evaluate the amount of my Kef of Adal Vehe? The worth of the Chayfetz B'Shas HaMad HaBedin. That's what the Rebbe says in the Ara, when it's Be'ein, then it's a Pulun Imshachas B'Negiyah to the Chayfetz, that I'm continuing to do the Maisa Gneva with this Chayfetz. As soon as the Chayfetz is not Be'ein, so there can't be any more a Pulun Imshachas B'Negiyah to the Chayfetz. And again, that's, you can make enough Kamina La'alacha. So now I can't anymore pay Tashlumin of anything later than the time when it's not Be'elim anymore, because I'm not stealing the Chayfetz anymore. I'm still stealing money from the Be'elim. That the money that I have to restore to him, I'm constantly not paying. There's a pool in Imshachas. And again, that's going to get to my Maisa Avera, because I'm continuing to steal from the Be'elim. But the stealing is no longer that I'm stealing the Chayfetz because the Chayfetz is not here. And like I say, it's a chayra, a very big nafkamina, that the outcome of the fact that it's a pulun imshachas, b'negeya to paying the tashlumin according to the Shas HaMad HaBedin, that's kemin shemer nishzagin, because now the pulun imshachas is only b'negeya to the maisa veir of the person. That's could be the pshat b'negeya to the sahara. Umu ha'ara the sicha, in Sif Yud, the Rebbe says, Slachera still, the Yukim questions, why does he say Ganvi and not Gazalni? If we're trying to find a hechetimtza of an aveira that's a pula nimshachetz that's connected with the aveidah zara, with the lo yidbak b'yad chamum minacherem, so that's there, whether it was done in a way of gneiva or gzela, they're both pula nimshachetz. And why dafke charein does the braisa say? Why does other aveiras have charein? And in Sifyu, the Rabbi brings the Gemara Shalu Tamidah Ves Rabbi Yechna Ben Zakkai, and it brings the Chumra of Geneva, that every Aveira of Geneva is Isa Asa Ayin Shalmata Kilo Ein Ereya V'Ezen Shalmata Kilo Ein Shemas. And the Rabbi says on that Diaz Boras Moisif Tam and then Ves Rabbi Yosef Emphritas Mitrishahim Ves bringing Harein Af Main to Mishneh Ganvi Stam Nidder Monim de Kasiretzich Ven Gherem Varam Der Etzem Achet Von Geneva Is Kein Aveid Zara. So the etzem aveira of gneva seemingly brings charein af for the same reason that aveidah zara brings charein af, just like the aveira of aveidah zara is like the declaration that ozav avayis aretz, so too that's what's expressed in the action of every ganev. And that's why Dafka Ganvi and Nagazli, and in a more dakustic way, that's there by all aveiras, that's the vart of the braisa. It seems hard to understand. So, how does this fit with the whole beer? The whole sicha seemed to be based on the yisaid that if the aveira of Yidbak b'yotcha mumu min acherim is an aveira of aveidah zara, B'meila brings charein af ba'ilam. And if the hechetimsef, the oifen that I was over that aveira was through an aveira that's a pulun imshachas like never gzela, so then the charein af is going to be in a way of pulun imshachas calls man shasham ba'ilam charein af ba'ilam. Now seems to be up a whole new hasbara that the ganvi itself is a every maisa gneva is a pulun imshachas in the inyan of aveidah zara. So does that mean Rabbi Yosef is talking about every ganav, even if it's not below Yidbak B'yad Chamum Min Achira? It could be. But still, why doesn't it say Gazlani? Sof Kol Sof, we weren't Deiche in any way the Hasbar until now in the Sicha. So Mitzad, the reason in the first part of the Sicha, a Gazlan of Yidbak B'yad Chamum Min Achira should still be a way of having Pulanim Shechas in the Aveira of Leidbek B'yad Chamum Min Acherem. How are we answering that? We seem to be saying a totally new Hasbar. So it's possible, not probable, but maybe you'll say Di Hasbara in Sif Yud is Ki'ilu, the Rebbe is saying another beer, Be'efen Acher. There's one beer. But that beer doesn't for these three diukim in the end. There's further diukim it for. And therefore, the Rebbe says another pshat in the Gemara, and that it's referring to Ganvi Bechlal, and it's mitzad the Aveir of Gneva, mitzad the Chomer that Rabbi Yechina Ben Zakkai says about the Aveir of Gneva, and that answers all the diukim, and that answers why it doesn't say Gzela. And according to that, Ganvi is a general inyan of Ganvi, and like the Rebbe says, Ganvi stam nidir manin dik asiretzach ve'n chiren. I don't think it's mashma like that. It's mashma that it's a hemshech, and it's an addition to everything that it said until now. But maybe someone will tie into that. I don't know. I mean, maybe we'll go back and look at the it's part of the Fabrenim. But that's one possibility, and that would ask because it sounds like a separate hasbara that's not connected with the earlier hasbara. The other way to understand this sif that I could think of, that seems to be more mistaber to Lanias Daiti, is the Rebbe is adding another vart. There's a chiddush in the sif. The chiddush is that lo yidbak b'yad chamuma min acherim is aveidah zara. Ganvi is a pulanim shachas. If the eifin that the person was over on lo yidbak b'yad chamuma min acherim was through the aveira of gneva, that gneva is a pulanim shachas, so then his aveira of lo yidbak b'yad chamuma min acherim will also be a pulanim shachas. even though the pulanim shachas is mitzad the gneva shabbat, but the layidbak biyotcha mumin acherim will be nimshach, the avedizara will be ba'elam, calls man that the layidbak biyotcha, calls man the ganvi is nimshach, and therefore calls man shasham ba'elam charein af ba'elam. And maybe to this the Rebbe is adding, kosof kosof, that's a chiddush. Because they're two separate things. Through your over on the layidbak biyotcha ba'umma menacherim through a maisa gneva, but it's the gneva that's nimshach. The layidbak biyotcha ba'umma menacherim theoretically doesn't have to be nimshach like the Rebbe brings it, could be through hanah, through having hanah from the gneva, through having hanah from the cherim without any gneva. So that I happen to do it through gneva is a chiddush to say that because of that, the Avedah Zarah will acquire the characteristics of the Gneva and become a Pulanim Shachas. And maybe therefore the Rebbe in Eis Yud is being Moisif Ateisvis Hasbara. And just without getting into it, there's a Sicha in Chelek Yud Aleph Parshas Yisrael, I think, by Chasma Bekoil. And the Rebbe speaks over there a whole Yisrael, very beautiful Sicha, that for two things to be connected, there has to be a Shaychas between them. For a Dibur of a Adam to be considered the Geirim of a Maisa, and to make that B'Diburei Ovid Maisa should make it a Lav Sheish by Maisa, there has to be some connection between them. Two things that are not connected can't become in Halacha connected. That's the you say, but al derech zeh is binyaneinu. Maybe the Rebbe adds to that. Gneva is gneva. Layidbak biyotcha mumin menachem. Why are we able to connect them and say that just because he was over on the layidbak biyotcha mumin menachem through a maisa gneva, which is a pula nimshachas because of the gedarim of gneva, does the layidbak biyotcha mumin menachem become nimshach? Because gneva itself has in it a certain dakustik inyan of avedah zarah. The fact that gneva is also ayin shalmata and ayin shalmata kilo ayin reya. And b'meila, this is all a teisves. This is an added hasafas hasbara on what was said until now. This is just the reason why this hasbara that we said until now, that Omer Rabbi Yosef Ganvi is enough to make that Avedah Zarah should get the Gedarim of Apula Nimshachas and should make the Chareinav continue to be Boilam. And therefore we chap on Ganvi and not Gazlani. And therefore that Dakos Tiki Inyan is there by other Avedas, but obviously by other Avedas it's Bechlal not the same, not in the same Eifan. And that's why Rabbi Yosef says the Rebbe Chapsan Gamvi Stam and not Layidbak Biyotcha Mumin Acherim, because he's bringing out how the Gneva itself has in it a characteristic of Avedah Zarah, and therefore when you did the Layidbak Biyotcha Mumin Acherim through Gneva, then the Layidbak Biyotcha Mumin Acherim becomes one with the Aveir of Gneva and becomes a Pulanim Shachas. Yeah, it doesn't say this Befeidish over here, but maybe that's the pshat. Maybe that's the beer of this whole Sif Yud. And then I would be able to understand how it's a hemshech. It's not a new hasbara. And behemshech to what was explained until now in the Sicha. And despite that, still, if it was through Gzeila, Valtich das Nish gesagt, and therefore Rabbi Yosef Chapson Davke Ganvi. And whoever has a better hasbara, Adir Abit Tovi Olav Brach.